Sports, WBAL and WBAL.com.
Well, shows like CSI and The Mentalist and NCIS are all the rage on TV these days. People can't get enough of them. Some of the most hideous, gruesome crimes you can imagine are all tied up in a neat little bow after just 1 hour, and that means producers have to cut some corners. Suzanne McComas is a former law enforcement officer and private investigator who's become something of a national expert on crime TV. She also runs a nonprofit dedicated to reducing family violence and joins us on the WBAL Newsline right now. Hi, Suzanne.
Morning. How are you?
Okay. How much did they cheat?
Well, none of us look like Ken and Barbie, unfortunately. I never had my hair looking that good. That's the first problem.
It didn't always investigate crimes in full makeup and hair and your nails were polished and everything else?
Well, yeah, and it's like 5 a.m. They're at a crime scene and they look like they just stepped right out of the beauty salon. I have a problem with that. Mm-hmm. You know, we look like real people. Sorry. The bigger problem is, though, they give the general public a false sense of timing. Mm-hmm. And by that, I mean you don't send a DNA sample out at 10 o'clock in
well,
the
that's,
morning.
That's what I was going to ask you about.
By noon.
Yeah, I got two pet peeves. That's one of them, because I thought by now people would know that you don't get DNA test results back in a couple of hours. They really cheat with that one. And the other one is on CSI, they always go into the dark, crime-ridden areas with their little flashlights in the homes. Why don't they just turn the lights on? They always carry the flashlights that look good on TV. Yeah, exactly. Flip the switch.
When you do work a crime scene, they actually bring in the portable lights and just light the whole place up so they can get good photographs. So the only time you keep the lights, if you're investigating it and you want to see the visuals, you know, you keep the lights at where they were at when the crime occurred so you can see how everybody's visual acuity would have been. Now, I've done that on cold case homicides where you go in, if it happened at 1 o'clock in the morning, you go there at 1 o'clock in the morning, you don't investigate it at noon because you don't have the same set of circumstances.
Sure.
But, yeah, they tend to be a little dramatic with how they're working. But the bigger problem, like you said, is the DNA samples. Now, they will expedite a sample if it's a kidnapping or a serial killer or something that's urgent. They will move it to the front of the list. But typically, a DNA result takes anywhere from 2 weeks to 2 months to get back.
Instead of,
you know.
It's a big difference between 2 weeks, 2 months, and 2 hours.
I know. And when I have to work with victims of crime or defense clients, they all want to know why, you know, they're not in court. You know, it's like, well, I got picked up on Thursday. When's my trial? And I'm like, you know, 2015, dude. You know, you got 2 years. You're going to be sitting in county. You're not going to be out of here anytime soon.
Well, this is all, after all, entertainment. I mean, actual crime investigations are kind of like watching grass grow in many cases, which wouldn't be a great ratings grabber. So you can't blame them a whole lot, can you?
Well, I understand that, but you know, when you're working in the industry, I guess it's like anything else. The show that I always thought was the most accurate for people and situational stuff was Homicide: Life on the Streets. That was based in Baltimore.
Absolutely.
It was a wonderful show, and they actually showed the detectives having the emotional trauma from having to work with all these, you know, victims, and the gritty kind of dirty environment that they worked in. And I always thought that was just a fantastic depiction of police work, and I still do. I don't think anything stopped it yet.
We still like it around here. Everybody remembers it. I mean, there were some scenes that were actually shot inside the building I'm standing in right now. So it was.
Oh, you're kidding!
It was a favorite of the people here in Baltimore, just for those reasons. How about today's crime? I mean, homicide's been gone for 15, 20 years now. What do you like today?
From the fictional ones, there really isn't any that I care to watch. I like the first 48 because they don't edit it. It is reality TV, but they don't edit it so that it's, you know, too distorted.
Yeah.
It shows an accurate timeline of the detectives working and what they have to do. And, of course, the funny part on the first 48 is how when they bring the suspect in the box, no one ever asks for a lawyer. Anybody that's listening, if you get put in a box for a homicide investigation, lawyer up, people, okay? That's the advice I can give you. Don't sit there and try and talk your way out of it. It doesn't work.
But,
so I'm always fascinated by how they get these guys in, and they're all like, no, I didn't do that. What made you think I, you know, and they start talking, and it's just like, yeah, bury yourself a little deeper. Keep going.
Absolutely.
And they always do. They always do.
Good advice from Suzanne McComas. Thank you, Suzanne, for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you. Bye-bye.